So let's start to get into the clinical aspects of the data we're going to talk about today, Dave. And we asked this question. We know that people in general are certainly moved towards durvalumab as a standard after consolidation treatment. But there are a couple subsets that we've seen some controversy about. Patients with targetable mutation, EGFR, for example, and patients with low PD-L1 levels. The majority of the audience says give it to everybody. Dave, agree or disagree?
Yeah, that's what I voted for as well. I think if you look at the intent to treat analysis, which we'll go through, you know, everybody benefits. So it is true in the subsets. There's some interesting questions about patients with low or no PD-L1 expression and that affected the label in Europe, but not in the United States. But I think at the end of the day, we don't know for sure that patients wouldn't benefit if you didn't have any expression. Likewise, if you had an activating mutation, EGFR or ALK rearrangement, that you wouldn't benefit. And so the standard of care, I believe, is this, durvalumab following chemoradiotherapy for stage 3 disease.
So a couple other issues that come up clinically in people with locally advanced disease. Bally, we wanted to see where the audience was. The first question: we know there's some people who are considered not eligible for chemo radiation therapy because they're not eligible for chemo, they're older, they have comorbidities, they're frail, et cetera. And sometimes radiation therapy for palliation is used in this situation. The question is, what about a patient like that using consolidation durvalumab? The audience seems a little bit split, but inclined to certainly consider it.